You clock out. We clock in. Welcome to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break.
Welcome to this edition of the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. I'm Grant Bagby at GrantTBS on Twitter. And joining me today is Jared Lloyd from the Daily Herald. And his Twitter account is Jared R. Lloyd. So give him a follow. Not only does Jared cover BYU basketball, but it's pretty much anything BYU athletics and sports. How are you doing today, Jared?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I could do without the smog. I don't know how bad it is in Utah County, Salt Lake County. It's pretty bad right now.
This is the season, I guess. It you just kind of have to endure it. And, you know, the warmer temperatures are coming. But, you know, it's February, and that means basketball season. So, you know, we'll be indoors watching the events and stuff. But, yeah, I'll be happy when it decides it's time to move out.
Yeah, no, exactly. Just counting down to the next storm. I saw the forecast. Looks like it'll be sometime next week. But, the thing is, it is basketball season, and now there's not any form of football to be deterring from our focus on basketball season. And to get started with that, you know, looking at BYU seems to have had, you know, a rougher season than expected from my gauge on things. I was wondering, you know, how do your expectations from the start of the season with BYU basketball compare to now, and what has changed really?
Well, I think a little. I'm a little disappointed as well. I think I thought they could be a little bit better than they have been. I thought that the inside game would give them a few more options offensively, and that would help their shooters out when they'd be better in a lot of those areas. You know, I think that, you know, some of the struggles that Corbin Cafusi has hurt the team. You know, I think Nick Emery came in and showed some good things at the beginning of the year, but they don't. The thing about this team is it's just so inconsistent. I mean, on a given night, it can play really great defense. It can play really great offense. It can, you know, do what it kind of imposes will on the game. And then on the next night, it just kind of is struggling in all areas and not able to do what it wants to do. And it ends up losing to teams that, you know, it probably should beat. Now, again, credit to those teams. Those teams have outplayed BYU, the Portlands and the Pacifics, and, you know, they deserve to win those games. But, you know, BYU just hasn't been able to put consistently the product on the field that I think I expected.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're inconsistent, but is there anything that kind of keys in as to this is the reason why, or is it, you know, pure inconsistency altogether?
Well, I think that the key a lot of the times is teams know what BYU wants to do. And so a lot of the teams are going to try and take that away. And that's the nature of the game. You know, you try and you bring in what you do well. You know what the other team does well, and you try and impose your own style of the game. And teams have been good at doing that against some of BYU's young players. And I think that, you know, the young players haven't figured out how to respond as well. And that's made a difference. The guys who haven't played on a BYU team, maybe not as used to what teams were going to do necessarily to try and stop BYU. And so, you know, you look at the Zach Seliuses and the Nick Emerys and, you know, Kyle Davis. This is his first year playing for BYU. And, you know, Jordan Chapman's come in. And a lot of these guys that come in and, you know, even Kyle Collinsworth and Chase Fisher, who should know better at times, you know, I think they've tried to do a little bit too much to try and force things. And that's gotten the team in trouble. And then you got to point to foul shooting. I mean, if they were more consistent foul shooting, and I think that that's something that they really missed from last year with Tyler Haws, because you could basically guarantee 2 points every time Tyler Haws went to the line. Now, it wasn't always accurate, but fairly close. And this year, there just doesn't seem to be, you know, the ability to get the ball in one guy's hands and trust that he's going to make all of his foul shots. And, you know, I think that's hurt them in these close games. It's not like they've been getting killed. They just haven't really, you know, been able to put things away down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, speaking to this young team, I mean, you referenced Fisher and Collinsworth. I mean, how much are, I mean, specifically Collinsworth, but how much are the Cougars going to miss those guys next year as it's going to be an even younger team next season?
Well, it might be. There's some of that. They'll have some guys back to kind of fill some of those roles. And the reality is that it's, you know, they're going to miss Collinsworth a lot just because he can do so many things. You know, they're going to miss his ability to to drive the basketball, to get rebounds. You know, his defense, I think, is a little bit underrated. He's able to use his length fairly well. You know, he understands the offense and generally gets the ball in the right spot. You know, there's just a lot of things that I think he does really well that BYU is going to miss next year. And Chase Fisher, they're going to miss what he can do as far as, you know, particularly when he gets going. Teams have to be aware of where he's at because, you know, he gets a couple. He's kind of a streaky shooter, but he gets a couple and, you know, he can start bombing away. And so, you know, I think they'll miss those guys. But, you know, they've got to have, you know, the thing about Kyle Collinsworth is he's never been able to consistently make a jump shot. I mean, imagine what type of player he'd be if, you know, teams had to be, you know, guarding him out on the perimeter because he could consistently knock down jump shots. I mean, that's even scarier. But, you know, they've never had to do that. And, you know, I think that Chase has that shooter's mentality of, you know, I'm going to keep shooting until I start getting them to go. But sometimes that hurts the team, you know, when things aren't going. You know, I remember hearing Jeff Hornacek say one time that, you know, if I've missed my first 9 shots, that 10th better be absolutely wide open and nobody on me because, I'm, you know, it's probably not my night. And that's not necessarily the standard shooter's mentality. So, you know, I think Chase has sometimes hurt the team a little bit trying to get on in that sense. So, you know, but he can be so good and so dynamic that, you know, both of those guys are going to be very, very much missed for this basketball team when, you know, when they graduate at the end of this year. And it's kind of too bad that they weren't able to kind of put together something a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of, you know, the shooter's mentality, I mean, Hornacek, I think he's spot on what the adjusted shooter's mentality should be. How much of the season is simply, you know, players trying to chuck it maybe a little too much, you know, with the likes of Nick Emery and Chase Fisher versus not having that consistency on the paint? I guess what is the bigger issue, the lack of paint scoring, or is it the shooter's mentality on the outside?
Well, the big problem is that neither thing has been consistent enough to be really all that reliable. I mean, that to me is, you know, I mean, Kyle Davis, I like his inside game a lot, but there's times where he's gone cold and missed a lot of shots that, you know, he normally can and probably feels like he should make. And, you know, Corbin Kaufusi has gotten better inside, but he's still obviously got a long ways to go as far as what he's developing with his inside game. And so, you know, that inside presence hasn't been as consistent. You know, there's times where I've watched the Cougars throw the ball inside to these guys hoping to, you know, set things up, and, you know, they just can't get it to go. And that needs to be something that's a little bit more reliable, because if it was, then that opens things up more for the shooters. And the shooters know then, oh, I don't have to make the three-pointers for us to win this game. I can always get it into KD or into, you know, to Corbin, and they're going to get it to bucket when we need it. And so there's that. But, you know, on the flip side, the outside shot hasn't been consistent enough from these guys that it's a reliable, you know, 45%, you know, type clip that these guys are capable of that just haven't been able to make it. And, you know, teams have tried to stop what they want to do on transition and those transition shots, and, you know, it's affected some of the shots. So I think it's both. I think it's on both sides, and I think all of the players would recognize that, you know, they need to be able to put together, you know, one of those areas a little bit more consistently so the other one can flourish a little bit more.
Okay. With how inconsistent the team's being in offense, defense, I mean, we've talked about it here now, how do you see the rest of the season ending out? And, I mean, is that even something that you could possibly predict?
Well, I think you have to have some guarded optimism. This is still a good team. There's always a chance that things will click over the last month of the season. Right now, I think, you know, even if the Cougars win out an NCAA and then win, you know, make it all the way to the title game in the West Coast Conference, so win 8 straight games, they're still looking at a, you know, real, you know, iffy spot as far as the NCAA tournament just because of some of the losses they've got. That might get them in. It might not. It's still really much on the bubble. So, but I just don't think you can buy into BYU being able to do that. I mean, they've got 3 road games, and these are teams that can beat BYU. They've got, you know, even the home games. You got Gonzaga coming in, and I expect them to be up for that game. I expect them to play well for that game. But, you know, that's a team that could beat BYU even if BYU plays well. So, I mean, I'll look at it, and, you know, Darnell Dixon and I talked about it earlier in the week, and, you know, you look at it, and I think you got to predict two losses, and you just find it hard to believe that this is a BYU team that could win three straight in the tournament, just because I haven't seen them be able to put it together that consistently, that when you're playing three decent teams in a row, in a neutral venue like that, I just don't know if they can make three, you know, make the type of performances that they would need to win three straight games.
Okay. I mean, you mentioned, you know, there's reasons to have guarded optimism. I mean, to be honest, throughout this interview, it's been kind of a tough interview for BYU basketball. What are some of those items that would give you some optimism for this program?
Well, I think a lot of it is the capability that they've got. I mean, you've still got Kyle Collinsworth, who can do so many things. You know, if KD's a little bit more locked in and the shooters can be a little bit more disciplined and, you know, get on a hot streak, you know, that's the thing is you look at this team, you know, KD, Collinsworth, you know, Nick Emery, Zach Elliott, Chase Fisher, Jordan Chapman, you know, Jacob Hartsock, all of those guys could get on a hot streak and you know, start knocking down threes at a really high clip. And when BYU does that, they're a really tough team to beat. And so, you know, a lot of it comes down to that. The other thing is, you know, I think BYU's defense has been better than a lot of people give them credit for. I don't think it's a great defense, but, you know, they've gotten a lot of steals. They've been pretty good at rebounding. You know, I think they've done some nice things defensively, and as they continue to improve, if they can continue to get better there, you know, that also gives them a shot to win these games, even if they don't play their best on the offensive end. So I think those are reasons to believe that this is, you know, a Cougar team that has potential. It's just, can they put it together multiple, you know, can they put a stretch together where they're playing really well for an extended period of time, as opposed to one game on, one game off? And that's the one thing I don't think we've seen yet. And if they can, you know, if this is the time to do it, it's much better to do it now than it is to do it in December. So, you know, if they can put it together, now's the time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all things considered, I think we're looking at a BYU team who's looking at a decent seed in the NIT. To kind of close on this year, you know, it might be a little early, but I'm curious, what do you think the expectations will be next season with all the new blood that comes in without Collinsworth and Fisher and all the young kids from this year having another year, a year of experience underneath their belt?
Well, I think there should be some optimism. I think that there's a lot of good, very talented players that will be a part of that team. But talent only gets you so far. And, you know, BYU is not going to get a whole bunch of one and done NBA guys. They're not going to have that type of talent where you can just throw five guys out there and trust that their talent's going to win the games. But they're going to have some really good players, and having guys that have, you know, gotten a little bit more experience this year will help that a lot. You know, I think of what Nick Emery, I really like Nick Emery's game. He's in a slump right now, but I think he's got a lot of, you know, he can do a lot of things for BYU. I like the direction that, you know, Corbin Cafusi, what he could become, you know, Kyle Davis next year should be very good. You know, like, there's just a lot of guys to look at and be like, hey, this could be fun. But again, I want them to prove it. And that's the thing that, you know, coming on, you know, if this had been a year where they were a 25 win team, coming in next year, I'd have higher expectations. But because they're kind of going to be hovering around the 20 win mark, most likely, yeah, I probably go in expecting about the same for next year as the guys kind of get all, you know, kind of get all acclimated to their roles and what they're doing. But it should be, you know, maybe they can surprise at that point as opposed to being expected to be better.
All right. Well, Jared, I appreciate your time to talk some BYU hoops. Once again, you can follow Jared on Twitter at Jared R. Lloyd. And get his content and written content on Daily Herald, at the Daily Herald, and on their website. Thanks for coming on, Jared, and we'll talk to you again later.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This has been a Torn Light Sports production.